Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. The best cooking shortcuts are the ones that not only save us time, but improve the flavor of our food. And one such handy technique is one that may be a little underutilized, and that would be pressure cooking. So Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, fill us in on how to use this wonderful gadget.
I'm totally embarrassed because for 20 years of my career, I never had a pressure cooker in the kitchen. I mean, it was just something that never really came to mind or something that we thought to use. And then a few months ago, I started acquiring a few of them and using them. And I am blown away by how fabulous they are. I will probably never not use them every day for the rest of my life.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. And of course, we're all told the stories of, you know, your mom or your grandma with this pot that was scarily buzzing out steam with a jiggling little piece of metal on top and to stay away because it might blow up. Certainly that could have been the case. But these days, the modern pressure cooker is a pretty high-tech mechanical piece of equipment that has a whole bunch of fail-safes that we're certainly not going to allow it in any way to blow up in your kitchen.
You hear that, Mom?
Yeah. And now they even have self-contained ones. Just as they have these great rice cookers, they have these pressure cookers that do not even need to go on the stove. You just plug them in. They're completely programmable. But, you know, the science is pretty simple. You know, water boils quicker at lower temperature under high pressure. Mm-hmm. So you're really kind of generating somewhere between 10 and 15 pounds per square inch. So mm-hmm. legitimate pressure in these cookers. And this allows things to cook much faster. It allows gelatin and some of the more tougher compounds in meats to soften quicker. Mm-hmm. And so you can accomplish tasks that are 3 to 4 hours in 20 minutes.
Really?
Yeah. And again, didn't really believe it. You know, always thought, look, I've got the time. I'm going to braise these short ribs for 4 hours and do this laborious technique. But I'm telling you, we did short ribs in it the other day. And in 20 minutes, they're as tender and as pull apart and fall off the bone juicy as it was in 4 hours.
Jerry, I just flash back to my childhood. My parents always made pot roast in the pressure cooker.
Yeah.
And it came out beautiful.
No, I'm blown away.
Now you're telling me why.
I'm going to get my Italian membership card taken away. You know what a challenge making risotto is, right?
Yeah.
20 minutes, stirring. 7 minutes, perfect risotto, no stirring.
Huh?
No joke. We made a mushroom risotto. 7 minutes is once the thing comes to pressure. So once you get all the ingredients in, and here's the deal. You have to saute stuff. Like, you have to saute the onions and garlic as you would make in
your
risotto.
Yeah.
And then you put in the stock, you put in the rice, you put in whatever you want, you cover the thing up, you get it up to pressure, 7 minutes, you turn it off, you open the lid, and I swear to God, it's creamy, delicious, perfect risotto.
Because it's under pressure, does some of the flavor get pushed into the ingredients?
I mean, yes, I think that there's some of that going on, but you know, you don't have to have a lot of liquid, so the recipes that we have are pretty intensely flavored anyway.
Well, we all know water is the enemy of flavor.
That's right. And so using a little bit of it just to generate steam, it's a pretty amazing process.
Jerry, how much does a pressure cooker cost?
The ones that we use that go on the stove are $70 to $80.
That's not bad.
And the self-contained ones can be less or more depending on how high tech.
This is all going on the website.
Yeah. There's going to be great recipes to do stuff with it.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR. Your NPR news station.